Dead Room Comedy. Dead Room. Dead Room Comedy. Comedy.
It's cute. I felt a part of that.
Both metaphysically and, or both metaphorically and physically.
So I see that red square is going. We're recording? Okay, cool.
Fantastic. Hot damn.
Welcome to dessert, the third course.
The third course.
The third episode, and only three of us are in attendance.
Why is that?
Because Elliot Weber is busy being a young king. He put in, he put in unemployment in July, and then one of his potential money-making opportunities is panning out today. He got linked up with the talent agency, and I think it was his first audition.
He got it.
Yeah, he got his first audition.
BJ's Diner.
BJ's Diner, watch out.
That's a Denver establishment?
I have no idea. I would assume so.
It's corporate, I thought.
It's a big ego.
Oh, it's corporate?
It would be fun.
It makes sense if they're doing a whole campaign.
Yeah, it would be funny if it was like a diner in the Philippines or something and just outsourced like the acting to the United States.
Yeah, Elliot's huge in the Philippines, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be beautiful.
My immediate reaction was to do a voice, but I'm not going to do it.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
No, I'm progressing.
So, are you 23 now, 24?
25.
So, Jacob, why don't you introduce yourself? So, that's one thing I got a note on was, let's introduce which voice is talking.
Sure. Oh, yes. My name is Jacob Jonas. I'm a comedian from Denver, Colorado.
Well, Littleton.
Is that good?
Great.
Centennial.
Centennial?
Centennial.
Yeah, but not Denver.
Well, it's southern Denver.
He's here now.
Josh, I'm here now.
He's an ally.
Well, this just makes, I want to get our names out of the way, but also it makes me want to talk about how Jacob's been doing material. Hi, guys, I just moved to Denver.
I know. I started doing that.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've been saying at every open mic, I've been saying, hey, it's my first day in Denver, everybody. Because you can just lie. You can just, I've been thinking about doing Christian bits just because I can.
Well, you can lie, but also then don't say, just kidding, it was 2.5 years ago. Because everyone's like, well, fuck you, man.
No, I don't say that. No, I say I graduated college recently. Just kidding, it was 2.5 years ago.
Right.
I need to have a better intro.
Okay.
That is funny, though. I really like that bit. Keep doing that. Mm. Yeah.
So that's Jacob.
Hi.
Hello.
Name's Joshua Emerson. I going on stage is danger now.
Danger Emerson.
Yeah, trying to separate the personas on stage. Wow. So we'll see how that goes. Is that pretentious?
That's going
to
be your stage name?
You would tell me if that was pretentious. Yeah.
He's going to
danger.
Changing his name.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
You support it?
Yeah, I'm for it. Danger's I was going to say Christian's actually Instagram is Danger Stranger.
Danger Stranger.
That's your Instagram?
Right. I'm Danger Emerson. We're Danger Brothers. Emerson.
Wow.
Not strangers anymore.
Danger.
Guys, quick.
Danger. I'm excited. Yeah. Okay.
And then the sultry voice down at the end.
Justonic, who, according to Mike Langworthy, rocked the Mercury just past Saturday night.
Message.
I think it was tell that boy.
Tell that boy he rocked the Mercury.
No, he said, tell your boy.
That's what it is.
Tell your boy, Stonic.
Yeah, you're my boy.
I'm your boy.
Yes. Tell your property that he really rocked it on Saturday night.
I love being owned. It's great. Anyway, we got a lot of. So we just had some exciting news that we booked a show in Truckee, California, which is near Lake Tahoe. It's Lake Tahoe. There's a ground beef shore. we're doing it in between Dead Inside at the Four Corners Festival in Durango, first weekend of October,
Colorado.
And then Savage Henry Fest, the second weekend of October. So pumped about that.
Shout out to Chek Herrera and and Jill Carlson for giving us spots.
And the festivals. And then now Andrea B.
Andrea B.
She can book you in Tahoe and Truckee.
Everybody hit up. What's her email and phone number?
Gatekeeper in Reno. I don't know.
Don't
know the phone number.
What's her address?
Yeah, exactly. What is her social security?
Yeah. Truckee.showbusiness. Andrea.the comedy. That's her JPEG. Anyway.
It's a great name.
So that's good. What else is going on? What are we excited about?
Merch.
Boys?
You guys made some new merch.
Oh yeah, that's a very good point. We did.
Yeah, they're on the website, I think.
Do you guys have a website?
Deadroomcomedy.com.
That's right. We got a website. I'm thinking actually about, I was messing around with the dessert thing. I'm still trying to, print some shirts off with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On the drop bag? What are the...
I tried to do it on Teespring, and Jeff and I were looking at it, and they just have really weird colors that don't really match with the aesthetic of...
You could either tweak the dessert logo coloring.
I think that's what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah. Match T-strings default. T-strings defaults.
Maybe just do black and white.
Yeah.
Black and white looks nice. But I did like the pink. I want like bucket hats.
Right. Yeah, the pink it's a very nice color. It's just that Teespring didn't offer that customized color in T-shirts. So. Anyway, so we have this tour that we're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Big tour. Very excited.
What's the name of it?
Oh, we need to name it.
No name, yeah.
Oh, what? We should name it right here.
What? Yeah.
On the spot.
Dessert.
No.
Just farted into the mic.
Dessert.
Jeff's coming down from Adderall, so we have to.
I wouldn't say I'm coming down.
You're still on there?
Maybe a little bit.
You're on the IRs?
As you said that, my butthole puckered up, so I'm still on it for sure.
Really?
It's like you still got a shit.
How long do the IRs last for you?
IRs?
Instant release, the ones that you've been taking.
Abbreviate shit around me.
That's literally what it's called. There's XR and IR. Okay. Extended release, instant release.
The IR lasts for me.
This is not a good thing to be like knowledgeable about. This is a weird flex.
So now, I guess, like 10 milligrams is like 4 or 5 hours.
Nice.
I also had a Bang Energy. You know what I was going to say about Bang Energy I noticed today? I bought a big pack from Costco because I'm losing my membership, and you can get like $1 a can. Good deal. Anyway, they year-round, Bang Energy Drink sells Rainbow Unicorn Energy Drinks, like a flavor.
Yeah, that's like one of their like stock flavors.
Yeah, one of their stock flavors. So I want to give it up for Bang Energy for being one of the only
corporations. Hey, give it up for them, everybody. Come on.
One of the only corporations that continues their Pride merchandise all year round. Not just trot out the Rainbow Unicorn June 1st.
Oh, Rainbow's gay?
Absolutely.
Rainbow and Unicorn?
Yeah. Oh, the Unicorn. Is Unicorns gay? Unicorns are bi, I thought.
Yeah,
that's what
But like, under the Pride umbrella.
Sure. Since when are unicorns bisexual?
I don't know.
Like 1970s?
I don't have any.
Like what date?
Like 83? 84?
Yeah.
Unicorns. Yeah.
I'm just throwing out random years.
Well, yeah. Those are good years for being bisexual, too, because there's all those aerobics classes, you know?
That's true. And that's kind of like my whole thing. I'm bi. I just like became an aerobics.
Better talk more.
You look like it with the headband.
An aerobic
like.
Instructor for couples.
Yeah, for couples. It's always for couples. For couples.
You've never been an extra in a relationship?
Is it called a unicorn for a guy?
In a relationship? Like when I've joined? No, I've never been.
Have you ever joined into a
I've
thing?
I've had one threesome.
With a couple?
No.
Oh, just with random...
Two very much, they were older women as on my 21st birthday.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, Evan shaking his fist.
Yeah. They're all like, it was just like, I think we got back to the hotel bar like 2-3 in the morning. I was just like, I was obnoxious 21, drinking fireball all night, doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. And I'm going to go talk to them. And they're like, dude, it's 2 in the morning. And I went and just talked to these like two, like, there was like their mom's weekend away. And they were in Chicago. They were like in their late 40s, early 50s, whatever. Oof. And I don't really remember. I have some flashes of our naked bodies in a hotel room.
Oh, it's just a blur.
Because they saw me. My friends saw me go upstairs with them. And then the next morning, they're like, did you? And I'm like, I think. I'm not sure. And then we met up. My friends and I met up with my family to walk to brunch. And walking into the breakfast place. And who comes down this hallway? The two women. I'm like, oh, I think they look familiar. And I'm like, I kind of like hid behind my mom.
Wait, you were with your mother?
Your parents?
Oh, with my parents and my sisters. And
oh my god!
Oh yeah. And so I like crossed paths. Like, I went to like the opposite side of them on the other side of my mom, and then like something happened where like my friends like fucking pulled me like to fuck with me, and then they saw me, and they're like. Oh, hello. How are you this morning? And I'm like, good.
I'm a different man.
Good.
I'm a different person now.
A different person. And thanks for talking to me about my screenplay last night, wink, wink. My mom's right there. Shut the fuck up. So that was the one threesome.
Yeah, it's a puckered asshole, man. Yeah.
That's baller, especially the fact that you did it like, you know, in the same building that your family was sleeping in.
Yeah.
That's the most Sigma.
It's reckless. That's
the most
Sigma. You know, that's very cinematic.
Thank you. Yeah. Sigma and Sigma, cinematic.
Sigma-matic.
That while we now we got the tour name, it's this Cinematic Sigma Tour.
No, I hate that. Okay.
Let's please not add in any Sigma references for our tour.
That's, yeah. You would have gone Greek if you went to U of A.
Absolutely not.
I am in the Jewish fraternity.
I might have been in the Jewish fraternity, but I was my sister was a GDI. I would have been a GDI.
Oh, you know the GDI terminology.
Yeah. Goddamn independent.
Goddamn independent. Mm.
It's the same thing. Like if I had went to prison, no gangs. I would be the alpha on the top. I would run all of the gangs underneath.
What would you do the first day?
Well, I would walk up to the biggest, scariest man, and I would pinch his nipple, and I'd be like, I'm the boss here now.
That's just how it works? You pinch the nipple?
Pinch the nipple.
What's he do?
Well, he would try to, you know, and then I would, you know, I have extensive experience in Taekwondo. I'm a black belt, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew this, Jacob Jonas, black belt.
You're the guy that thinks you can, like, talk yourself out of a potential mugging.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
100%. Absolutely. Thanks. Oh, knows. Are you kidding me? Somebody walks up to me, they're like, hey, give me your money. I'm like, how's your relationship with your father? Like, you have to catch them off guard.
Absolutely. Yeah. Get in their head, all
right? Mind right, exactly. Yeah. Just be like, I think you have something on your lip, you know? And then they're
you
like,
smell
what?
That? Is that you?
Yeah. You just fart?
You smell good.
Go positive with it?
Yeah. Bro, I'm like, bro, I'm not the one for you tonight, but you smell good. Yeah.
Just start complimenting.
Yo, I'm they're very lucky, okay? They don't even know.
I'm out of cash. I want you to rob someone tonight. It's not me. I'm not worth it. I'm not worth it, but you smell good.
It's definitely a compliment that, like, you give to ladies, shouldn't give to dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure. smell good.
Absolutely.
Those are nice shoes.
Yeah, you just got to.
You dress yourself?
Me?
I'm in the bed.
Do you dress yourself? Me?
I mean, how good do you feel right now? Me asking if you dress yourself.
Actually, low-key does feel really good.
You look good.
Thank you.
You look good.
My girlfriend told me I looked cute before I went out. It was very nice. It was very positive.
Yeah. You need that positive affirmation. Yeah. Not you, just everybody.
Yeah.
But you. Yeah. Yeah, definitely you.
Yeah. Well, I'm growing out my hair, man.
How long are you going to grow out your hair?
Oh, man, to the fucking until it touched my asshole. I want to be able to tuck it in my asshole so it's not fully, like, connected. I'm like, I could shoot, like, arrows out of my hair, you know?
You can clench your asshole and then it'll pull your head back.
Dude, man, that's I'd be a Navajo deity at that point.
You would. How long are you growing out your hair, Jeff?
Yeah.
I don't know. I keep letting it grow down and then it just, like, curls further up.
It's just getting condensed. Like it's getting like you're like, it's becoming like froey.
Let it grow, it's gonna just completely stay this length but curl.
Because I think mine's lower
than
yours.
By like 2035, your hair is gonna be like weigh like 15 pounds.
Yeah,
it's just gonna condense.
It's bigger than Tim Allen and the Shaggy Dog.
Right.
I don't get that reference.
Yeah, me neither. I was gonna play it off. But
anyway,
you guys just put out a masterpiece, your new sketch.
Oh, Dorothy.
Dorothy. This guy's cinematographer.
I like,
man.
Evan keeping us on track.
That was a fun. That's worth talking about. So, like, we're like, because Josh walked me through his apartment on Saturday, just touring, like, look at this is the pool. Here's a parking garage. Parking garage was, like, so cinematic, as you can tell in the sketch. And so we're like, we had a meeting where we could all meet at like 6 p.m. and we're just like, let's film a sketch tonight since we'll all be together. And so Jacob and I.
Yeah, we had no idea. We just started taking random props from like my room. We took my ghillie suit. Mm-hmm. The
ghillie suit, the skateboard.
Oh, yeah. And then I found, it wasn't Gucci, it was Prada. When I was working in junk removal, I found this really nice like $250 pair of Prada red shoes.
How do you know they're $250?
Because I looked up the price and I tried to sell them and nobody wanted them. So, but they're in like mint condition.
Yeah,
I doubt. Dude,
any listeners want to buy the shoes?
I know, for real. I literally downloaded Depop and I was like, "What is this?" And I just put them on there and everyone was like, "No."
Just throw them on as merch.
Yeah,
I should. That would actually be a really good idea, and then all of the profits would go to me,
you guys, or maybe 50-50.
Oh yeah.
Put your blood in it.
Like. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, like, well, not. Yes, we grabbed those three props, and then we just went to the parking garage, and Jeff Nelson gave us the trick just shoot in 4K on an iPhone 11 because it has 4K capabilities. And then not because it defaults 60 frames per second, which is insane quality, which is, you know, if you shoot there, it looks really good. But then you can drop it down to 30, and then 24 frames per second is what, like, the human eye apparently operates at.
And it looks so nice.
It looks very clean. That's what makes me so mad is that we have these expensive DSLRs and cameras and stuff, or not stabilizers, but it's just like, if you have an iPhone 11, you can shoot in 4K. That's a higher quality than a DSLR, which is crazy to me.
But like using the iPhone, that was the first time where I'm like, okay, we don't have the ability to zoom and then focus and all this stuff. So it's like when you have this limited, like, just no zoom, what, like, you got to be creative with like the
pans
movement and the pans. And so then doing that and orchestrating like these longer takes, I was kind of worried when we were filming it because usually when we want to joke like right away in a sketch. And this one, you're just like, we're zooming in on some leaves, and then Jacob's walking back and forth, and here's a thing. But so far, feedback's been, it's like it's one of our more watchable ones just because you're the camera movement.
There's so many elements to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's no real, like, there's no, like, punchy punchline, you know?
No.
It's, like, very ambiguous, which is, it's fun to explore.
It's world building, you know what I mean?
Right, that's what Jeff and I were talking about.
2 minutes, which is very, it's very, like, because, like, there's all these potential backstories to all three people that show up in the sketch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have no idea who these characters are.
Yeah, like, well, who is Dora? I think, like,
I don't think any of us still know.
Because that was the thing, too, is Jacob and I got home, we edited it all, and it looked great, and then we're like, all right, I'll upload it. What do we call it?
Yeah, and we brainstormed.
We brainstormed. One was like, idea was 3, 2, 1, an idea with all this stuff. But then we're just like, no, what's a name? And we're like, a name.
Yeah, like, what's related? I think both of us were like, oh, okay, Wizard of Oz, who's...
It was the red shoes. And so Dorothy.
Yeah.
And so it was fun.
Yeah.
And so, like, and then we're like, oh, this makes, of course it was Dorothy the whole time.
It brang everything together.
Yeah.
Oh, and such a great way to bring up that title sequence, too. Just the pacing as the camera's moving back, and then as you like, eliminate the letters as you walk back.
That was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, oh, I bet. I bet.
I was, because we filmed that at like 7 p.m., and we'd already put out Buy Agenda promo video on Sunday. And that was going to serve as this week's sketch because we didn't have anything else. And then we're like,
yeah, you did drop it right away. That's how stoked you were.
It took like 40 minutes to edit. And then
that was a cool sketch. Had a few people from the scene in there too.
The Buy Agenda. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was fun.
More to come on that too. Yeah.
The Buy Agenda thing.
Of course I want to plug it. Yeah. I don't know when this will come out. Probably maybe like right before it or right after it, but it's going to be a weekly show.
It's weekly?
No, monthly.
That's what I thought.
Monthly show at Wide Right called The Buy Agenda, a comedy show for the silent majority. Funny enough, we could not put a comedy show for silent majority on Facebook. That was against Facebook's guidelines.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. We could not do that. That was funny. So we just like...
You spell it with like a G. Majority.
That's funny.
What is the process like, pen to paper, getting it shot, all that kind of shit for shooting a sketch? Because you guys pump out so many. Do they all come from like original ideas? Do you guys pre-storm them? Do you guys like...
It's not a lot of pen.
Not a lot of pen. No.
No, I think there's zero pen to paper.
That's crazy.
The last one, before, like, Andy Main wrote a lot of the dialogue out for the Buy Agenda one. And we brainstormed those questions and answers. And then the last Dead Room one we wrote, Jacob wrote 1-800-DEAD-DAD.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, we kind of just like have an idea and we show up, and then whatever's funny to us in the moment will hopefully translate, which isn't the most
right
successful model.
It's keeping your muscles strong.
That's what it is. Yes. It's building the muscles is where I'm sort of at.
Look
at
what you just made, right?
Yeah. Mm. So Dorothy, for example, there's like a whole story being told. There's not a lot of fat in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my favorite thing you guys have put out. But like in terms of like quality, like on the YouTube, 100%.
100%.
Yeah, I think it's the thing I like the most.
I love sitting and watching it. It's very masturbatory, but.
But a part of that is also just the, like, because like a lot of our early sketches, like the Mustache Maker.
Yeah.
Like that, like it seems like that style is not like corny. You know what I mean?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
That's
a traditional sketch model. We have a game show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like goofy, you know,
mustache. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, that's what I really like about our sketches is that some of them follow the traditional sketch model, but a lot of them are just fucking weird. Like Dr. Dankowitz and like, you know, Dorothy or whatever. It's like shit that, you know, it's a sketch, but it's definitely out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's only like an energy that we get together. You know, sure, what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What was the battery one?
Battery Fest. That was 100% him.
Yeah. That reeks of Jeff Stonik.
Yeah. That is potent Jeff Stonik.
I was completely walking in the woods in that outfit.
Yeah.
And had the cameras with Austin and Becca Robinson. Austin Langley, Becca Robinson. And then we just saw I was super high. But we just saw a barn that said AA barn. And I was just like, Austin, start filming. I'm like, yo, this is the AA barn. We got like the AAA. We got C Battery Cave up there. It's a big battery fest, bro. We're all getting out here.
I don't think I've fully watched that sketch.
I've
watched like 10 seconds of it. I get the idea. I get the idea.
And look how I'm still so delighted by it. So that's why I know it's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's still making me laugh.
100% concentrated, yeah, Stonik.
I'll support you, but I won't watch it, man.
That's why I'm excited for this next week, the 6th through the 11th, because I'm going to be driving around the state alone, and I'm gonna shoot some weird shit.
Good. Yeah. That's gonna be fun. B-roll. I'm happy for you.
Some B-roll.
Especially since you can just use your iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff's quitting Costco and hitting the road.
Hey.
Yeah.
Last day's on technically Sunday, but I'm going to call in because we're going to go to that.
Got him. Also, it's a tradition.
Also, this is going to be released after you're already gone, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, Costco, if you're listening, I'd put this out and still call in. I don't like you guys.
Right. Talk about
I've gotten letters that say I'm your most valuable asset and you can't rearrange your schedule to accommodate one of your hardest workers.
Okay. Right. Right.
Wow. Bye.
Yeah. Talk about the time that you were like on Adderall masturbating in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That was never there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we don't have to talk about that on the podcast, but.
Yeah. I was never at Costco. Never masturbated at Costco.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes one of us.
Oh, that, no. I masturbated in the bathroom of the mayor's office once.
Are you kidding me?
Ooh, flex.
Like for the thrill or because you were
like
just.
A bucket list challenge.
I had to work some shit out.
You were like writing.
I was working for the mayor's office.
You were like halfway through a speech and you're like, I gotta fucking, yeah. I just gotta calm down.
I'm not gonna get inspirational unless I calm.
For the listeners, Jeff used to be the speech writer for the mayor of Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he got that after winning a prize for writing a novel.
Yes.
This is the very impressive Jeff Stonik from Butler University.
I write.
I do want to say that, like, we met, the first time that we met and we started to get to know each other or whatever, you dropped, like, your history, like, 6 months after I knew you. And you were like, oh, yeah, I did this film. Oh, yeah, I wrote this novel. I was a speechwriter. I was like, holy shit, you
know? It's a lot.
That is a lot.
How many times have you been in a conversation with someone and they start naming their shit and you're like, you're so obnoxious.
Right, but that's because it's like the first conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You
know? They're like trying to flex immediately.
Fuck your past. That's the ego talking.
Right, exactly.
If I can't be of value to you right now in the moment,
yeah.
I gotta rest on my laurels. Are we as a city? Indianapolis does not rest on its laurels. We are one city, one people, one community.
I made the promise
in November of 2016 when I first ran this campaign that we would restore 2,000 lights and 2,000 street lights in the city of Indianapolis. And now we are retrofitting all previous lights with new LED technology. And the cost savings realized from that transition will then add thousands of new street lights to illuminate Indianapolis's darkened streets.
Clap.
Will not only save taxpayer dollars, will reduce crime and save lives in traffic. Pedestrian, blah blah blah.
That is the buy agenda.
That's how you write a show. Yeah, that is the buy agenda.
That's so funny. I want to see you do comedy in Indianapolis. I want to see him come out to the show.
That would be funny.
That would be, mm-hmm, right. Yeah.
I talk about the time that I found out the mayor doesn't wash his hands.
Oh no!
That's right. It's like the one funny thing from that job.
What?
It's not the one thing, but the fact that I was just shitting in the public bathroom in the 25th floor, and. I just hear the mayor come up the elevator and up the hallway. He's like, hey, how we doing? How we doing? And then all of a sudden the door kicks open and I know it's him because he's like saying something as it closes. And he just goes and I see his feet and he pisses and he walks right out.
I'm just I'm imagining that like cinematically where he just like alpha pisses everywhere and it's just like fucking dripping and then he's like, you know what, this is my fucking building, and then he just walks out, just pisses all over his hands.
I like immediately like wiped around my boss's office. I'm like, the mayor doesn't wash his hands.
That's funny.
Do a press release right now.
You have to. You better be thankful I was alone in that bathroom. Had a constituent scene. It'd be hot water, which he didn't use to wash his hands.
Oh man,
Jesus!
Right, hot bit, hot bit.
He's about to like shake the hands of a bunch of people.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, well, I got to go to the hospital and shake that cancer kid's hand. So. Is that what mayors do?
And you just cut to cancer him. Kids, hot commodity, man. That's fucking.
Just cut to him in 2020 saying, wash your hands, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Wear your mask. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. It's so important. Blah, blah, blah. I can guarantee he said a line. Like, I always think, I've always said it's important to wash your hands. Blah, blah, blah. It's he'll say literally anything that we told him.
Anything.
To say.
Really?
Literally anything.
Oh, and he has the best life for it, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He golfs all the time. He gets paid nice. He lives golfs a nice. A little bit. People treat him nicely, you know?
Like, you know what he does when he turns off?
What?
He turns off his phone. He goes home. Sometimes he walks home, which takes 4 hours.
What?
That is how insane you have to be to do this job.
Four hours alone.
4 hours, or sometimes he'll make security bike behind him. And then he'll just, like, sometimes, one day he disappeared for 8 hours and was just at home watching, like, The Crown drinking milk. He's the oddest.
Yeah. That is interesting.
That, that makes, for some reason, that fits the description of the mayor of whatever Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's Midwestern as fuck.
Right,
honestly, just, the milk alone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He walks home for 4 hours and then drinks milk.
That's some farmer DNA, 100%.
That's either farmer or, like, fucking serial killer.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah. You're definitely slaughtering a lot of things, man.
That's yeah, man.
Indianapolis. Did you like it?
The job?
Yeah. Loved it.
With the city?
City was fine.
Yeah. City was fine?
No, I had a great time. There's a good art scene and good sports and bars, and it was a good place to get drunk in my early 20s, go to college.
Yeah, it was Pacers?
The Pacers.
Yeah.
Saw Harry Styles, Banker's Life.
Really? Oh, didn't you see Kanye, too?
Saw Kanye.
Yeah, that's dope.
On Molly when he opened the Life of Pablo tour.
That alone, I feel like you and Indianapolis are like forever linked.
Absolutely. That was a great, great fucking concert. David was at that concert. David Brooks, Indianapolis comic. We didn't know each other at the time.
Hey.
Yeah, he was down moshing on the floor, and I was at the stands.
Yeah. Good guy. Meant to be. What's the best concert you've been to?
Death Grips in Tempe, Arizona. 100%. I've been waiting for someone to ask that question so I can tell this story. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. I got you.
I was with my friend James Hillier, and we drove 8 hours from Durango down to Tempe, and then we got to it was the same night, got to the concert. We both had fake IDs.
Ooh, that's nice.
Right, but we didn't need them because it was like an 18 and up concert. We go in, we get our badges or whatever, and then James is like, I'm going to get a beer. And so he tries to use his fake ID. He gets kicked out, and we had driven eight hours to get there. He gets kicked out, and he called me, and he was like,
drama.
Dude. Yeah, he was like, dude, like, listen, we both drove here. Like, I'm just going to go do homework. Like, you can stay or whatever. And I was in the smoking section outside of the concert, and I was like, dude, like, there was one security guard, and he wasn't paying attention. There was probably a 7-foot brick wall. And I was like, dude, like, if you see the brick wall, you can go on, you can approach it from the other side, and you can just hop over. And so I was on the phone with him the entire time. He's like, okay, I'm walking up right now. I was like, okay. And then this guy who was like right next to me, he was like, who are you talking to? I was like, my friend got kicked out, and I was trying to. And he's like, dude, I'll keep watch for you. And I was like, hell yeah. And so I was on the phone with him the entire time. And then I was like watching the security guard. And then right when the security guard looked away, I was like, do it right now, do it. And he jumped over the wall, fucking like army crawled, and then fucking fell into a bunch of chairs, super loud, and it was just fucking everywhere. And the security guard looks over. We get up. We fucking speed walk right into the concert. The security guard was following us. We go right into the fucking like the thickest part of the crowd. And right as we get into the middle of the crowd, MC Ride, the lead singer of Death Grips, comes out and just fucking starts. And it was like it was the best concert I've ever been to. It was fucking fantastic. Some guy threw up in the mosh pit. It was awesome. I started a mosh pit at that concert. I remember there was one song that I really enjoyed, and like right as the fucking like bass dropped or whatever, it's called "Why a Bitch Gotta Lie" by Death Grips. and then right when it was like "Why a Bitch Gotta Lie," "Why a Bitch," and it was like, blah, and then I pushed this guy, and then it started this fucking huge mosh pit. So
how do you get into the Death Grips?
It's you either hate it or you love it. I don't blame people that hate Death Grips because, you know, objectively it sounds like garbage music, but it's just the same feeling that you get from like heavy metal or like a really intense rap song. It's just like that feeling in your chest, you know.
The primal. Yeah, it's that primal.
Yeah,
exactly. Just nature.
Do you remember the first time you heard Death Grips?
Yes, my friend Chase showed it to me and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I listened to it like two more times. It was a Guillotine by Death Grips. And then I listened to it two more times and I was like, this actually slaps.
Shout out Chase. He's been a good influence on you.
He's been a fantastic influence on me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out Chase Lewinstra. Follow him.
What's your best concert, Josh?
Best concert? It's actually here in Denver. We were living down in Tucson. We drove the 12 hours from Tucson, Arizona with my ex-girlfriend, a thick white girl named Ashley.
Shout out Ashley.
She a real one. And
great influence on you.
Did you get a scrunchie?
I did get a scrunchie.
Hell yeah.
Fornicate once. So the first place we parked in Denver was South City Park. It's the neighborhood I live now. It's very beautiful.
Oh, very full circle.
And then we went to go see the Arctic Monkeys at the Ogden. And the Ogden is so small. And we were like, I don't know, about three rows back. And like I could punch Alex just like straight in his nuts. Like that's how close I was to him. Mm. And it was before it was right when they dropped that like White Girl album. And before Sorority Girls really started popping off with Arctic Monkeys.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
AM, yeah, that album.
Exactly.
Right after that?
So just right after they dropped it. So before they did the big like venues. And so just a sense of like that rock and roll energy of this is a temporary thing that you only get to see tonight.
Yeah.
That I just, fantastic. I really loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Plus it was a good album too. I like that.
Yeah. Anybody have a worst concert memory?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Bad experience.
Yeah. What about you, Jeff?
I'm thinking nothing really coming to mind. I mean, like having my first concert been Stephen Curtis Chapman with my parents.
I don't know who that is. Is it Christian Rock?
Christian Rock.
Yeah. Absolutely. I saw DC Talk with my parents.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
DC Talk's popping.
DC Talk.
I went to a Green Day concert with my dad when I was in middle school.
That's the cutest shit. That's
I know, it was very cute.
That's very centennial.
It was at the Pepsi Center, yeah. And it was funny because we were there and we saw my rabbi. And I swear to God, my rabbi was there. He had his, because like when you don't wear a kippah, a lot of, you know, traditional Jewish people, they wear hats, and he was wearing, you know, a hat, and he was like, Jacob, Sam, you know, and so I was like, you know. Mm. That's the end. And you guys can talk.
Green Day with your dad.
Yep.
How old are you?
Probably 13, maybe 12 or 13. It's fun.
I went to a show you'd think would be awful, where it was Alien Ant Farm, POD, and Lit.
Oh.
And it was on the 4th of July, and it rained.
Oh, shit.
And it was a blast.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we met a girl named America.
America?
Oh, America?
America, on the 4th of July.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
I also watched a woman peel half her face off.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, that same night we saw, like, so we almost had one of your nights where some older ladies were kind of partying with us for a second, and we took them from one bar to another, and then one of them tripped, and she, like, completely scraped up half of her face, like to the point where we had to go to a bar and grab napkins, and like, and they were just so embarrassed. And
God,
it didn't end up with us in that fucking any old.
You're like, get away from me, Harvey Dent. You know,
a little bit, yeah.
Be gone.
That scar doesn't heal, dude.
POD. They have a Youth of the Nation, right?
Yeah, they do.
That's a banger, dude.
It's banger. Banger. I don't like your music taste.
POD is a great, you know, if you don't like my music, it makes sense.
Jacob plays the same six songs over and over again.
Talk about, dude, you've been playing, what is that, Baby Keem song with Kendrick Lamar? I've heard that
3 days.
25 times in the past 3 days.
When the levee breaks. Down.
Do I play that song a lot?
A lot, yeah.
Oh, with Led Zeppelin, though. That's a great song.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, I was thinking we have another show at Rise Comedy Club September 12th.
Yeah,
as well, doing Dead Inside.
When are we at Rise in October?
October 24th at Rise as
On
well.
God.
On God.
On God.
Debut a new show.
Yeah, that's going to be our new show.
If you're listening to this in September, which you likely will be, if you do listen to this, buy tickets to On God.
On Absolutely. God.
At Rise. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be, like, neat. Like, I feel like it's another step. Like, we've only continued to progress with every challenge that we, like, put in front of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I'm just excited to see what On God is again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and those challenges, they can be stressful. They can be, very difficult to do. But, I mean, looking back, everything that we've done that's big, we were fucking super stressed before. And we pulled through, and it was great.
Been able to do some fun stuff. I feel like these past couple of months have been really nice.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I agree. Well, here we are at Mutiny Information Cafe. Shout out to Jim Norris. Shout out to Jeff. Everyone calls him the professor who led us downstairs to let us record.
Thank you, Jeff.
He's just saying that people have been recording here. Like, he used to have one, like, every night here pre-pandemic.
Really?
This is the first one in a long, long time.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's nice to be here.
Yeah.
Shout out to Slaughterhouse Studios.
Shout out to Slaughterhouse Studios.
I am a C. Have a good night.
Evan, play us out.
He's not needed.
Oh, that was fun. That was a kind of a short podcast.